Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt on Podcast One.
Well, we have a small show planned, but a proud show. We're few, but we're proud. I got to tell you, man, I get into this thing with Mark Garagos about being banned from his own hotel, and it made me laugh hard. So look forward to that coming in a second. First, True Car, 60 seconds. That's how long this commercial lasts. You know what else you can do in a minute? Get an offer on your car. Just go to True Car. Use your smartphone or your computer. Enter your license plate number and watch your car's details come popping right on up. Answer a few questions. Get an accurate True Cash offer from a local True Car certified dealer. Then you bring your car in. They'll check it out with you. They'll walk around the car. You can ask questions. They will give you answers. No surprises. Then you leave with a check or you trade your car in for a new ride. So you want a new car, you go with True Car. You want a used car, you go with True Car. Or you want to just drive your car in and Uber home with a nice check in your pocket, you go with True Car. When you're ready to experience a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car today.
This is Corolla Digital. This is Reasonable Doubt with your hosts, Mark Garagos and Adam Carolla.
Get it on. Got to get it on. A choice, but got a mandate. Get on. Welcome to the best, well, I would say hour or so, but we're going short, but we're going original.
Yeah.
Here, because everyone else is kind of dark this week, and we wanted to bring you some original content.
It's ironic after our lives have intersected for decades and decades, and that you're not Taco Bell material, and that's your new stand-up on the road.
Right.
And apparently, my hotel is Taco Bell material, the Taco Bell Hotel. But interestingly, and this is completely separate, and I know people think this may be rigged, but you, at the beginning of your career, were rejected by Taco Bell, correct?
Well, they were, I would say, In a word, yes, they were asking for applications. I put in an application, and it was not accepted.
Okay, so now
I was not accepted.
What is the irony of the fact we've been doing a podcast for 4 years? We've been friends for over the course of four decades. That I have a hotel, V Palm Springs, as anybody who listens knows. Taco Bell took it over for this weekend. As you're listening, it's happening. But in the contract, apparently, contractually, my people agreed that I could not step foot on the Bell Hotel property during the Taco Bell takeover.
Really?
Yes.
Contractually.
Contractually, that was one of the provisos that I could not be there.
Wait a minute.
And I was thinking about that last night because somebody sent me, in fact, Gary, you have it, right? Somebody went into the hotel yesterday. Yeah, here. Look how many views. How many views is this? Somebody sent me something this morning that had already hit 500,000 views.
They have
575 and counting.
It's yeah. Taco Bell everything. It's hot sauce pillows. It's a hot sauce key card. I was talking about this on ACS. It's all the things. It's all the stuff by the pool. It's a never-ending taco.
And they get like you walk in, you get the popsicle in the booze. You get the Taco Bell whatever. You get the Taco Bell greetings.
Who stipulated that you could not be there?
One of the women who runs the hotel stipulated in the contract that I could not be on the premises. So I have now – you, at least, it was the beginning of your career.
Right.
Me, I'm in the twilight of my career, and I'm no longer Taco Bell or at least Bell Hotel material.
Well, it's true most of America looks at you as a pariah, but even your own hotel? What would we...
I never realized these. What are they going to call it? Toxic Bell. What? I mean,
Wait a minute. What is the... I'm sorry. I want to drill down on this one. What... If I were to ask this human, please explain to me in detail why Mark Garagos is not welcome during this promotion.
My guess would be... This is only a guess. Nobody's told me this. I'm going to speculate. I've already cashed the check, so you know it's not like they're going to get it back, and I'm not stepping foot on there, so there won't be a material breach. But I'm going to guess that there's a branding company somewhere in the mix. Mm-hmm. And the branding company, or maybe I just noticed also this week that their head of branding, their chief of branding, just stepped down. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's somebody said, wait a second here, you did the Bell Hotel at Garrigus's Hotel. What the hell are you doing? Blah, 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 blah. But the amount of publicity that they have gotten off of this is off the charts, isn't it?
Unbelievable. And so, meaning so maybe the branding it was your feeling. Person.
Like some Adam Carolla type was sitting in a branding place and said, Garrigus's Hotel? Huh? Really?
Right. So, okay. So let's just pick an extreme.
Okay.
Let's just say LeBron James owned this hotel.
Correct.
They would not stipulate in the contract that LeBron should not be on the premises during the promotion. In fact, they would ask if LeBron could make an appearance on a Saturday. Okay, would that be correct? Would
that
be correct?
I think assumption? That is without a doubt. But I'm gonna give you one more fact that you may want, a data point. I suggested and by the way, I want to say, isn't Brian's wife somehow connected to...
Yeah, her firm is...
Is the branding company?
Yeah, the advertising firm that's put this whole thing together. She got there a few heartbeats after this stuff had been sort of put into play.
Uh-huh.
It's like when someone takes over a studio, but the movie is already starting to be shot.
Right, it was already greenlit.
It's not really their movie, but yes, she's in charge of that team.
So I said, when this negotiation was going on, I said, you know, I have a great idea. I said, why? I don't have to be there. I get that. You don't want me there. It'll take away from Taco Bell. I understand.
But
my podcast partner is Adam Carolla. Mm-hmm. And right now he's on, you have like a tour, the Not Taco Bell Material stand-up tour. I said, why not bring Adam in on the Saturday night to do Not Taco Bell Material? How much better would that be?
Right.
Crickets. not a thing. I pitched it like three times. I thought if they had given me any kind of love whatsoever, I was going to say, okay, and put him on with August and say, here, August, do your thing.
So to be serious, it's you're defending Scott Peterson, for instance.
Or Michael Jackson.
Or Michael Jackson
Jesse
or whatever.
Smollett,
it's got you Colin on a sort
Kaepernick.
Of a no-fly zone. Now, they would say, oh, no, we love Mark. He just would be a distraction.
Correct.
But
how did you know?
LeBron,
that was exactly it.
LeBron James would be a distraction, too. LeBron James would be a bigger distraction, but that's not... When you say distraction, that's not the operative word. Because you would love a LeBron James distraction. Or what if Michelle Obama wanted to swing by? Would you welcome that distraction?
I think you would welcome that.
Distraction?
What if Barack came by and said, I want one of the popsicles in the tequila?
I bet Barack's got so much juice that he could bring back the Bell Beefer. I think he could order things that weren't on the menu. And they would figure it out. Mark, did they literally say you were a distraction?
Yes. Well, I mean, and people think that we like rehearse this. We don't rehearse any of this stuff.
Because I know.
It's exactly what they said, word for word.
Listen, you got to understand, you live in Hollywood, you live in the world of euphemisms.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like
exactly. you have the manager that you fire, and you fire him, and he goes, okay, so we've severed ties. And they go, all right, but I hope you understand I'm still going to be servicing the Man Show contract. Servicing?
That means cashing the check.
You may show up and eat and then hammer a check and then go home. But I like to say servicing, meaning I'll still be taking money out of your pocket even though you fired me.
I am going to pick your pocket left and right.
Right. So
distraction? That's uncanny.
You would be insulted if they said everyone thinks you're a shyster, so we'll just use the word distraction. Distraction is what they use when they have to be nice, but they don't want the person there. But again, all you have to do is bring up 1,000 other names that they would happily show. What if Gerard Butler wanted to swing by? Oh, by all means.
But you know, what's so funny is, and it just goes back. I can't believe you nailed it exactly. Gabe, if Gabe's listening, I'm going to have some fun with you tonight.
Nobody knows bullshit nice talk better than me. Yeah. I've been on the losing end of that my whole career.
I was
going
to say the whole career, right?
That's yeah.
Anything euphemistic because we don't like his political views will sanitize
it. Listen, when I was in New York a million years ago, fresh off of 9/11 for the Hugh Hefner roast, I was walking the streets of Manhattan with Jimmy. We're getting ready to do the Hefner roast that Saturday. It was 2-3 weeks. I mean, the building was still smoldering,
right.
Twin Towers. Jimmy got a phone call from the Conan O'Brien show, and they were like, hey, Jimmy, want to be a guest? They couldn't get people to fly to New York.
Right.
No celebrity would get on an airplane fly to New York. They couldn't get guests for their show. So they reached out to Jimmy. Jimmy was, I think we were just walking together, and he said, yeah, I'll do the show, but I want to do it with my partner, Adam, because that's what I want to do. Like, he knows it's going to be easier if we both do the show. We can joke around.
Yeah, exactly.
Prep for him. Right. So he said, I'll do it with Adam. And they said, oh, you know, we love Adam, but we just don't do partners. We don't do partners.
Right. We don't do partners. And right. I said, if Abbott and Costello came back, we wouldn't do it. Laurel and Hardy, we wouldn't do it.
Well, I don't want to be a one-upper, but guess who was a guest on the show with his partner, Dr. Drew?
Whoa.
Prior to this
prior
day.
Prior to that. Which
so you're speaking
about.
To a guy who actually has firsthand knowledge of you guys taking partners. So believe me, I know nice talk. Wow. Adam's a douchebag is not what they're going to say to Jimmy.
Right.
We don't do partners.
Mark's a pariah. They said was pariah equals distraction.
That's right.
It's pretty good. I like
gotta
it.
I got to tell you, though, it, there's a certain level of achievement in being asked. It's like, look. It's like being the owner of a NBA franchise and asked not to attend home games.
Right.
It may be a bitter pill to swallow, but you've gotten to a certain station in life. You know what I'm
it's
saying?
It's funny you mention that because I was at Equinox this morning.
You're asked not to go to a big three?
No, I was at Equinox this morning. Well, Steve Ross, you know, who's giving the fundraiser. When you listen to this, it'll be tonight in the Hamptons for Trump. And he owns the Miami Dolphins. And apparently is...
Oh, that guy?
Majority
Is that the
investor.
Salvador Dali guy?
No.
Oh, but, that's the Tampa Bay guy. Sorry, yeah. It's another Miami team. The guy who owns Tampa Bay Bucks looks like Salvador Dali. Sorry,
so Stephen Ross also is president of Related Companies, which is apparently owns or is the majority shareholder of Equinox and SoulCycle. And so I was in Equinox this morning, and there's a movement to boycott Equinox because Steve Ross is throwing a fundraiser. Mm-hmm. And so I was asking the guy, I said, hey, look, now I know my wife, Paulette, wants to reverse her membership, and I know I've got like 10 memberships, various people in the office. I said, I don't really want to – I said, I really don't want to boycott you. Equinox is too ingrained into my life. They're in New York. They're in L.A. I've got one of those all access. I said, but – can I just threaten to suspend my memberships because of Steve Ross? And will you give me some goodies? Can I get like some merchandise and some other stuff? And you know what the guy gave me? This is what he gave me. Enjoy $10 on us.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He says, I'll get you a stack of these. So whatever it
What's
is.
What's the $10, like the juice bar?
Apparently, it's at any of the organic superfood cafes. I can get $10 on them. So that was my I want to thank Steve Ross. While he's doing $100,000 a person in the Hamptons, I got $10 off at one of the organic superfood cafes.
I'm not an Equinox or Equinox, but I shall go in there and announce I'm going to dash my
your membership?
My membership so I can load up on cards and free smoothies.
I was at the downtown one. I said, how many people have pulled their memberships? We've gotten about 40 calls. Pasadena.
Downtown L.A.
L.A.
40 calls. Does 40 calls mean 40 cancellations?
That's what they said, because I did that little cross-examination.
Oh, for
Pasadena,
sure.
Pasadena. It tells you something about the difference. How many would you guess? And this was, as of this morning, we're on today's Friday. How many would you say is canceled?
Well, so it's interesting. So if you do West L.A., I'd say it's 100 cancellations.
Exactly.
You get to downtown, you get to 40. You get to Pasadena, you get to, Gary says 2. I'd say, yeah, I'd say capacity, I'd say single digits. If you get to our neighborhood, La Cañada, there's going to be 55 people sign up.
Pasadena claims 20.
20, so 20. Half.
Yeah, but I used to say this about La Cañada back in the day when people say, why are you a registered Democrat? I said, there's no lines at the voting booth. I mean, they have you go into that the La Cañada Church on Foothill Boulevard Democrat cubicle. There's nobody there. It's a ghost land.
Interesting in that area and thought. I just heard a news story yesterday, which is Orange County, for the first time ever, is now gone Democrat.
Democrats registered. There's and it was very
more
close.
Registered 80 Democrat.
More. Exactly.
Blue
right.
wave.
Right. All right. So I called Mike, who moved to Orange County, and went, all right, I'll see you in Texas. Because all I need to know is I drive down that stretch of 5 freeway, and it is Damnation Alley until I get to Orange County, and then you're like, who's running this place? Certainly not the people that are running the other place. So somehow it's wide and it's clean and it's fast and it's nice.
And what can I tell you? Don Brenn is a genius, the Irvine company.
God, they do it right over there. All right. So we gave you a little original content,
And we didn't charge you for it.
And I've got to tell you, sadly, I'm tickled pink by the fact that you've been banned from your own establishment because of the optics. And I'm glad that they used the word distraction.
I can't believe you nailed it to the word. But then again, I still can't believe, at least when you were banned, it was like you were Adam Who back then. It was not, Adam Carolla, who's an institution. Now, I mean, I've worked 40 years in my career, and that's where I'm at.
Only to be banned.
Only be banned from my... I mean, I can understand when I come home and Paul has changed the locks, but, this is something that I, built.
I would like you... I don't know if you have Al Franken's cell number, but I feel like you two should talk.
I do.
I feel like you should commiserate on the way home. You should start with, so you think you got it bad.
Yeah, I'm going to tell Al. I'm going to say, Al, at least you're there with Franny and you're talking about this, that, and the other. You can watch the old SNL. Yeah,
maybe
exactly.
Mark, you got nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to tell you guys, this is getting to the end of the Meme Gods and Mad Magazine crowd raise. So if you want to get involved with those two docs as a producer, meaning you're not getting a T-shirt, you're getting a return on your investment, go to microventures.com/Adam and
what's the
learn
minimum
more about
investment?
That. I don't know. I think it's $100, but I'm not sure. It's fairly low, and it's kind of a new thing, which is if you want to – you've seen the docs we make. You see we do a good job on these docs.
You don't do a good job. You do a great job on your docs.
Thank you. And they've been they turn a profit, and now you can get involved, although – I just found out Nate had banned me from the building. I told him I own the goddamn warehouse. He said – explain the optics. This is Hollywood.
You're a distraction.
But he held his fingers up in air quotes.
You are right, by the way. $100 gets you in the door.
$100. All right. And you can check out Launchpad DM over at Podcast One if you got yourself a podcast and you want to get it on and you want to possibly get picked up by Podcast One. You can sign up today at launchpaddm.com. Mark, go to amcarolla.com for all the live shows if you want to check those out. What do you got, Mike?
I got, if you're in the New York, go stop by the Hamptons, Capri Hotel, BCH, Brooklyn Chop House is doing a pop-up this weekend, especially tonight, Saturday night. If you're in San Clemente, Casa Tropicana. If you're in Palm Springs, the V Hotel has been taken over by, Taco Bell, but I won't be there. And if you're downtown, Mediterranean Tapas at 10E, Engine Company 28, also at the airport, and New York Times Square, Prova Pizzeria, also in Grand Central Terminal.
So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for the banished Mark Garriga saying mahalo.
Thanks for listening to Reasonable Doubt. Tune in next Saturday for an all-new episode.
This is Corolla Digital.